This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program, Thursday, January 20th. Jennifer Horn is here, celebrating the fact that we are two-thirds of the way through the month of January, getting rid of the bad weather. Just around the corner, spring is only 64 days away. How about a celebration for that?
Boo hiss.
Really, Jay?
We have some winter lovers around here.
Yes, sure. Winter is my favorite time of year.
Really? Oh, that's a black mark on you.
Summer is just around the corner, and that heat is difficult.
Well, down where you are in Nashville, you should move back to Cleveland. Yeah, where it's lovely all year long in Cleveland.
Where it's gray and we like it.
Yes, exactly. Or else. So this Tongan volcano eruption has apparently caused some never-before-seen atmospheric disruptions. Looking at it from space, in the space station, have you seen some of the pictures that have been taken from the International Space Station of this ring pattern?
It's incredible, yeah.
It really is. It's 10,000 miles wide. Remember, circumference of the Earth is only 25,482 miles. So you take more than a third of that is covered with this atmospheric disruption or destruction. However, the climate scientists are going to have a field day with this. And so the question has come up as to why this eruption was so powerful. One of the clues to it, it seems anti-purposeful, or it seems not anticlimactic, but it seems contrary to what you would think, because the Earth's core apparently is cooling. Did you know that? The interior of the planet, the core, the center of the Earth, is about 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or at least it has been. And apparently, I don't know, how do you study this? How do you drill a hole into the center of the Earth? Remember that movie, Voyage to the Center?
As my grandparents' house used to be when they were getting older.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah, yeah. And so maybe a little warmer than that. So anyway, this is something else that if you want to worry about something, here you go. Whether it happens in our lifetime or 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now or 100,000 years from now, the experts are comparing what's going on here to what has gone on Mars and on Mercury. By the way, did you know that we were in a retrograde? I didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah.
Until,
you can't feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a little bit, but not as bad as usual. It's almost over, actually, now. But anyway, so back to
that.
No, it's been like 10 days.
Okay.
I think it has. I'll check it. You'll check it.
Yeah,
I don't
Victoria think it ends until like mid-February.
Really? That's not good. Anyway.
You always feel it before it actually happens, too.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it like the week or two before?
Yeah, that could be.
Going haywire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 10 days before and after are usually like the worst when it's coming in and going out.
Mm-hmm. So how's
once you're
that
in it, it's not as bad, but yeah. It goes until February 3rd.
February 3rd.
I've had a lot of, just computer glitches and just, you know, I mean, it messes with electronics, communication, travel.
Yeah,
those are all the things that kind of get affected by it. So,
yeah,
it's just my computer's been wonky.
All right. Anyway, back to the Earth's interior cooling.
Back to Earth science.
Back to Earth science, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think this is interesting stuff. Am I the only one who thinks that Earth science is interesting? The planets and how it works and
when?
Huh? I think it does. I think it's an interesting thing.
It's just all in the delivery, so good luck.
What do you mean? The way that I present the information, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we're watching. We're listening and watching.
Well, I'm giving you basic information here. This is basic chemistry, in a manner of speaking, 101. The minerals that are in this, something called bridge magnetite. How do you like that? That is what's down at the core, and that's what makes it, well, what has heated the center of the Earth. If you look at what, and I don't understand how they get this information, but if you look at the planets that are nearest in our solar system, how they warm and cool over the history of the planet, over the history of the solar system, over the history of the galaxy, over the history of the universe, we are in the middle of a cycle that will take about 200,000 years. It's been 200,000 years since the last time the planet cooled like this, and it brought about all kinds of changes, including an ice age. And so we think that we're a permanent, I think the bottom line here is, for me anyway, that we think that we're a permanent fixture on the planet, which is a joke. We are not a permanent. Whether we destroy ourselves or the planet takes care of itself by destroying us, I will bet you, well, unless we destroy ourselves in the next 100 years or whatever, that we have existed as a species supposedly 30, 40,000 years on the planet. Another 30, 40,000 years is be the bugs or whatever else comes along. But
are you really asking to bet us if humanity will be over in 30 or 40,000 years?
Well, what do you think?
Because how are we going to cash those bets?
Yeah. I don't know. Why do you come back? Because, you know, we have...
Well, can we talk about some of the... I mean, back to, you know, the Tonga, the volcanic eruption itself.
Okay.
The thing that's making headlines that I find just really kind of mind-boggling, NASA estimated that the force of the eruption, which has left some people with permanent hearing damage because it was so loud they couldn't hear anything and they've been deafened or partially deafened. They said that the reason that happened is because the force of this eruption was 500 times greater than the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima.
Yeah.
That's just like put that into perspective, 500 times greater than that. And this set off 50-foot waves from the tsunami that just, you know, crashed onto the shore. And can you imagine anything that loud?
But the reason that I brought it up, Victoria, is because it is connected to the cooling at the center of the Earth, the Earth's core. If you understand...
Yeah, no, I just thought it needed some glitter on the story, that's all.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I've been too professorial. Anyway, I don't want to lose the audience.
Nuclear glitter, if you will.
A little, you know, pizzazz.
All right, so you guys obviously are more interested in the day-to-day functionings of the Earth. So let's go back to Joe Biden and his press conference. He seemed to be amazed that the vaccine, I heard him say this myself as I was listening in my truck coming back from an appointment, they're talking about the speed in which we got this vaccine and we should be thankful for it, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess that's true. There are people who still question, people are going to question everything, question whether the vaccine is healthy for you. One of the subplots to Chicago Med last night was a woman who was having a baby, and she hadn't had the shots, and the doctors are trying to get her to take a shot, and she said, no, she won't. And so she says, you doctors are all like lying. You're going to put poison in our systems, yada, yada, yada. And the lesson that the producers of the show wanted you to take away is by the end of the show, she was dead. All right.
That just happened. There was a girl in the town next to where it's local news here. She was 32 or 33, and she got COVID while she was pregnant, didn't want to get the vaccine, and died in childbirth, never even got to hold her baby, died of COVID complications. So it's, you know, that's been misproven pretty extensively.
The vaccine harms
a pregnant woman. It actually is beneficial and gives some of the antibodies to the baby as well. So.
Didn't help. My son's wife got pregnant, then she had the shot, then she had the baby, and the baby is like 100 pounds of...
That's a big baby.
He's growing like a weed, and he seems to be very alert, very tuned in. So, I don't know. I mean, how do you know what to believe? Why did Joe Biden scream at the reporter? Read what I said! Why did he...
Because they keep asking the same questions over and over. Well, and if this was Trump, it would say, oh, the liberal media is out to get Trump. Well, no, I think this proves that the media in general, they're out for themselves. They all want a viral moment to upset the president and get a reaction.
Well, this was
a
real...
But this was a real question. I mean, maybe I take it a little more seriously because I am a Republican, but when he was out stumping around for voting rights, which also it failed last night, that's one of the stories that are floating out there today, but when he was out there in Georgia giving a speech, he likened Republicans to Bull Connor, and people took that a little bit, you know, as offense. Look, the voting rights bill is about federalizing the elections. They're calling it the voting rights bill, but it's not extending additional rights to anybody.
One of the most phoniest bill that's come along.
Right. Well, and so to say that if you don't support it, that you're a racist or that you don't want minorities to vote, that's just a bold-faced lie. And to call people who oppose the bill Bull Connor, give me a break.
Well, I mean, that's a little extreme.
Rabid dogs on, yes. And so the question from the reporter was, do you think you need to say something to Republicans because you ran as a unifier to not call them these names? And so he said he got very upset and said, read what I wrote. And you can go back and listen to what he said. He said, you're either on the side of Bull Connor or you're not. I mean, that's what he said in his speech. And so to get called on it, I think is actually it's appropriate.
But is
right?
it? Okay, let me just play the devil's advocate between the two different sides here at the moment. How is it that we expect a president, whether he's 78 years old, 68 years old, 58 years old, 48 years old, or any of us as normal human beings, to be held responsible for every single thing that we say? We are humans. We are fallible. We make mistakes. And so to chase him around, well, you said this about that, is nonsense. I don't see that proves anything.
And he was asking a question.
I know, but you know
his remarks. Look, I don't have a lot of sympathy in this respect because Trump was taken to task for everything he said. So, yes,
well,
people should be held responsible for their
statements. I don't think sympathy is the issue. This proves the fact that, you know, that he's getting very mixed results on the entire day, the 2 hours, and that the press press did not give him softball questions. And I think
the media turned on him, actually, a little bit, to your point.
Well, see, but now, but it's just forever, all we hear about is, the media is so kind to him, and they were awful to Trump. Well, no, they're awful to him, too, because they're in it for themselves.
Just awful.
They weren't awful to him up until now when his approval rating is in like the 30s right now. And so now all of a sudden that you see them asking some tough questions, and some of the headlines about his press conference were pretty harsh from the liberal news media.
The Florida Department of Health has placed Dr. Raul Pino on administrative leave after he allegedly emailed employees encouraging them to get a shot. Is that what's going on in Florida?
It's Florida.
It's okay. Florida, 18 after the hour. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts want to get you ready for winter weather and save you money at the same time. Replace your old wiper blades with a new pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades. Save $10 now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll even install your new wiper blades free, plus earn double-O reward points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. We are excited, Jay and I and Victoria, to bring you the latest from Jamaica. Jamaica? Not sure. Okay, well, let's find out after this what's going on.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so, Jay, what is going on with the Jamaican four-man bobsled team?
They will be competing at the Olympic Winter Games. Team Jamaica announced earlier this week that they have a bobsled team heading to Beijing. The country has qualified to compete in three bobsled events for the 2022 Games, the four-man, the two-man, and the woman's monobob. Now, Jamaica has not participated in the four-man event since the 1998 Games.
That was what the movie was based on, right?
No, the movie was based on their very first time ever making it to the Games in 1988. And then the movie Cool Runnings came out in 1993.
Oh, okay.
So this is a real... The reason, obviously, Jamaica and a bobsled team, if we have to draw you a picture here, Jamaica is one of the warmest places in the Caribbean, and it's not likely that there's much snow, so
yeah,
how did
they train?
Practice?
Where they must train in Canada or something, right?
Well, and especially during the shutdown of 2020 and the pandemic and everything, the captain and one of the other teammates actually housed up together and quarantined together so that they could continue their training and not break any, you know, protocols or anything like that. And they train by pushing a Mini Cooper around because it mimics the elements of bobsled racing.
No. Are you
really?
Serious?
Straight up. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. I want them to win everything.
So if you're following the Olympics or you want to know what's going on, the latest from the Chinese is that you better not talk trash about China or they'll throw you in jail. I guess that's all covered. People that want to watch, there's certainly a lot of NBC coverage on these games. I think it starts next week. When's, I noticed that they're putting all of the TV shows that are normally on in prime time. All of the announcements at the end of each show is we'll be back after the games.
Yeah, so February 3rd.
Must be. Yeah. So why not have another episode for next week? There's one more week. Or are they going to do a week's worth of programming building up to the Olympics? That would seem odd.
Well, a lot of shows also take a winter hiatus, too.
Where well, that
they
was done.
Don't come back until March.
Yeah. Well, anyway. And the TeamUSA.org website must have a lot of stuff. Can they be free to express themselves, anybody that goes there, about the Chinese or about the conditions or about whatever? Or is that something that's restrictive as well, TeamUSA.org?
That's a good question. I think
well,
if you're
the Chinese government,
you have to watch yourself, but if you're somewhere else, you can kind of do what you want. That's
the thing, though. They want that. It's mandatory that everyone has that app that's downloaded onto your phone to 14 days before the Olympics begin. And that's what I find to be so egregious, because people are at home 14 days before doing their jobs. If you're a journalist or a coach, you're doing your job. You're not. And that's what China wants to do. The government says, nope, you have to have it on your phone 14 days before. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, forget it. It's going to be the one. I'm going to bet NBC's going to lose its butt on this because people aren't going to watch because they're so sick of the Chinese stuff. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani Su Restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. Utopia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on our Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him, like, inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
It's unclear at this time if the bartender will get the reward money of $250,000. Nearly 2 hours on Wednesday, President Biden, talking to the American people, admitted the GOP has effectively blocked his agenda. Vladimir Putin can invade Ukraine with impunity, and the coronavirus moves faster than the public health response. Yet Biden claims to have exceeded expectations. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, was on Newsmax Wednesday saying the American people are demanding a no to the Democrats' proposed election reform.
I think we're going to be able to end this push that they have to federalize elections. You know, they are so disappointed. They thought they were going to be able to push this through. They thought the president was going to be able to put the pressure on today. But the American people have said, no, we like our local election commission. We like our friends and neighbors running elections. We like voter ID. We don't think the federal government should be subsidizing campaigns. We like that you have to match your signature. We do not want to have mail-out balloting institutionalized, and we don't want to have ballot harvesting. So the American people have said no to the federalization of campaigns. They tried to disguise this, saying it was voter rights, but you know what? The voter rights legislation is on the books, and it stands. And this is all about federalizing election and taking the power, the constitutional duty, away from the state legislatures and putting that power with the federal government. And the American people are just saying no.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Why are you here? Why is the most important question?
I ask myself that every day.
Do you really? Oh, come on.
No.
You're here to make a
only a few days a week.
Society, right, exactly. Victoria Keelan wondering. Jay Kirshner doesn't wonder. She knows. She's in heaven when she's on this program with us.
Yeah.
That's why it matters. You know, I always say that it's important to be in the now. Yesterday, you can't do anything about it. Tomorrow, you're not ready yet for tomorrow. But it does matter what happened yesterday. It'll matter what happens today. It'll matter what happens tomorrow. But you can only really kind of do anything about what there is that's troubling you or what's on your plate today, in the here and the now. And I think that's an important thing for people to hold on to or to
Says the guy who's like, it's almost July 4th, everyone. The year's half over.
Well, I can say a lot of things. I was looking at another thing. You and I have been arguing a little bit about 5G, and I see another story about Boeing and the 747s, the 787s, the 777s. They seem to have addressed it with the 737, but because all these planes have different, because of the size of them, they have different kinds of radar and how their communication systems work. They're still trying to get to the bottom of how all of them will be safe with 5G. You told me I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
You are. They've already got 62% cleared.
Do you want to be on the other 38% of the planes?
Well, no. The other 38% means that in those airports that they haven't yet cleared the specific models to land. So, I mean, look, you're not going to crash. You'll be fine. All these planes are taking off, and all these flights are happening, and we just got through the holiday.
Where
rush.
Are the Wright brothers?
5G
when we need
is
them.
There.
Where are the Wright brothers?
The Wright brothers would be down with 5G.
Yeah. That's good to know, Victoria. Thank you. Okay. So here's something. As long as you're in the technology department, I got another beef with you. Well, not with you, but about technology. Victoria is our technologist, if you will. The attorneys general, I think it started in Texas, but it's going to other states as well, who are suing Google over radio advertising where they pay the host. Now, this isn't happening here. Nobody's come to me or any of you I know to endorse a product from Google. We do endorse products. Calitrin's best example here, but there are others that are in the pipeline right now. And so the government, in this case, as I said, some of the attorneys general, is accusing Google of paying on-air hosts to endorse a Google phone, saying that they've used it when it wasn't even available for sale yet. So one would wonder, I say this because it's kind of shop talk, and what was it? That's what Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk, when he would talk about people on radio and television on the air, some of the things that are being done. And I just find it interesting, I don't know if that's a Picayune thing, or if it's something that requires the government to be involved. Does the government need to be involved in this sort of thing? Or should people listen to the radio be sharp enough to know, hey, that guy's a faker? Most people you know, Victoria, because you're onto it big time, that the Google phone doesn't exist yet. And so if somebody goes on and say, buy your Google phone, I've got one that's great, when they don't exist.
You know what the truth is? You just told me that it doesn't exist. I mean, Google has phones.
Yeah.
It's just whatever this model is, whether it's the Google 4 or the Pixel or whatever, I wouldn't be able to tell you without looking it up which model was already on shelves or not. I wouldn't know that. I don't think the average person does know that. But, you started out in music as a music DJ in what, the 70s?
60s.
So, like, so but that was... That? Oh. Well, okay, but still, but like the 60s and 70s and the 80s were notorious for, DJs being
paid
payola. Off. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and in my sort of shorter career in radio, over the last like 10, 15 years, I remember having to learn what payola even was. I didn't even know what that meant. And that's kind of like an ever-evolving definition. But what's the sticking point here is that these hosts apparently were, the accusation is that Google was paying them to say, oh, it's the greatest phone I've ever used and blah, 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 and they've never actually used it. That's the real sticking point. They didn't give phone samples out. They didn't give, a free trial to the DJs. They just paid them, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, this is the greatest phone ever.
Right.
Well,
and so we get paid to say those things and...
I mean, it's I've always thought that this was kind of a BS law. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're not in charge of
breaking
music.
Are there more important things for us to wrap ourselves around? The answer is yes.
Of course.
That's for sure. Now, here's another thing. There are people who are all worked up, and there's an interesting angle to this. There is the public radio station in Chicago announced yesterday they were going to buy the Sun-Times, which is one of the big newspapers in Chicago. And it's having a tough time. And so people say, oh, my God, public radio and the public is going to own this newspaper and yada, yada, which is an interesting angle to be concerned about, because I don't think public money, I understand public radio, but public radio to me means that the public supports it. Not the taxpayer through taxpayer dollars, but the public through the megathons and all the things that they do. They raise millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's how they can run their operations as excessively as they do. I've certainly told the story on the air before about me going in with a partner back in the mid-90s to try to do, I do the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. And when I started doing it, I thought, this would be kind of cool on public radio as well. Let's go see if we can get it on NPR. So I had a meeting with the guy who was the director. I can remember sitting in his office. I can't remember his name. A very elegant, very just really dapper black guy. And he was very much into the system and what was going on. And so I said, I made my pitch to him. And he looked at me sternly and said, frankly, sir, you are not part of the club, and therefore this program doesn't, you're a commercial broadcaster. We don't have commercial broadcasters working at NPR. Now, maybe things have changed since the mid-90s, but I'll never, ever forget the look on his face and the dismissiveness of my proposal because I wasn't a member of the club. Well, I've never been a member of any club, so maybe, you know, I didn't feel bad. I was annoyed because I thought it would have been a good fit, but they didn't feel that way, and it's their shop. Or is it? That's the question I asked. Well, this is public radio. Taxpayers are paying for this. Why shouldn't the taxpayers get something they want? Why should you be the guy that makes the decision? Which, of course, annoyed him even more. Anyway.
But getting back to the newspaper thing, so if you're saying it's NPR, it's National Public Radio,
NPR
wants to buy
the MP, the local NPR, WBEZ in Chicago, which is, you know, more of these public radio stations are doing better in the ratings because there are a lot of people who are tired of listening to the one-sidedness of a lot of the talk radio, so here's a balance to it. But frankly, you're not finding what you're finding the same thing on the other side. And that's the real issue here. This is why we do this program the way that we do, because I personally have a problem listening to one side or the other without something that counters it, because it's so exaggerated. It's overdone on both sides.
Well,
NPR overdoes
it's just entertainment.
It
it's not. It's
well,
like infotainment.
It is, right.
It's not even.
Yeah.
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 But here's my question. Number one, in 2022, why would anyone with half a brain want to buy a newspaper? That's like saying I only want to invest in, you know, in AOL dial-up internet. I don't want anything. Don't give me anything else. I don't want any of that newfangled high speed.
Well,
just give me
here's
the old
what I
school.
Think. This is kind of what the reason is. This is behind it. But I was trying to make two points. They can do it because they can merge the staffs, and they can cut, you know, corners here and there.
And make a news station or something out of it.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So, but the other side of it is, in terms of the public owning the way the means of dissemination of information, that's kind of what bugs me, because I don't think that the public is at stake.
But you've worked for radio companies, and I have too, who also own television news stations.
Oh, yeah. Private ownership is different than public ownership.
Right?
Yeah, there is. I think there is. I think the implication here is not good because, but it does.
I think
your point,
it doesn't matter.
Well, but it ought to.
I don't think anyone's going to care.
I know, but that's the problem. Nobody cares about a lot of this stuff anymore. Mm. And for me, anyway, it's still kind of important. But maybe I should move on because it isn't important to some. Here's, we were talking about airplanes and 5G and stuff. So Southwest Airlines getting sued for $10 million by a lady named Medora Redding, who claims that she was wrongfully removed from the flight for taking off her mask to stay hydrated during the flight. The flight attendants claimed that she kept taking her mask on and off and that she was sipping too much water, and Southwest is going to lose their butt on this. Southwest is going to lose.
Now, I have seen plate like on public transportation or whatever in New Jersey where I am where they say you've got to keep your mask on.
Yeah,
and then there are people who abuse that, and anytime somebody walks by, they pretend they're drinking water. I mean, that happens a lot. So I don't know who's really in the right or the wrong here. But
their verbiage is a little off of, like, she was drinking too much water.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Victoria. I understand the whole, if you are actively eating or drinking, you are in the process of putting something in your mouth. But to kind of try to control, of like, well, you took too many sips. You took too many sips and too quick.
That's not the strongest argument that they should make.
Who's counting? Today is National Cheese Lovers Day, a day which goes down in infamy because I, as a great cheese lover of provolone and what's the other one begins with an M?
The non-cheese that you like, American?
Yeah. Cheese.
So
cheese first was discovered back in the before Christ in 100 B.C., the Romans made cheese. And some of it's still around today, as a matter of fact. 46 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, well, good creepy settings are good for Chuck. He loves creepy crawly stuff.
That's not really an upbeat theme. That would be more of a downbeat theme to the AMC TV show Breaking Bad, which aired its first episode this day in TV history, January 20th, 2008. Signed off on September 29th, 2013. Hard to believe the show's been off the air.
And look at what his career, although lately he was in two or three movies a year, for quite a long time. Now, I haven't seen him. Have you seen him around for the last year or so?
I have not. But, you know, it's interesting. Here's an example of a guy, Bryan Cranston, we're talking about.
Cranston, yeah.
Who was
yeah.
on a sitcom, who was on a sitcom called Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
And whatever they saw him, Vince Gillian, the producer of Breaking Bad, cast him in that lead role, and he just killed it. He was awesome.
He really was.
Numerous Emmys. Fantastic.
Yeah. I think he's
very well respected in the industry. Yeah, very well respected.
Right. Yeah. But again, that would be something to look into. What's his latest project? I might do that while you give us another piece of movie information.
Sure. Just bouncing in the TV. I haven't seen it as of yet. Maybe Victoria and Jay have this new show, Yellow Jackets, on Showtime.
Oh my God! If I hear one more person tell me I need to see this show, I'm going to lose it.
I haven't seen it. It's on my DVR list. But it is.
Everybody's obsessed with it.
It is a big, what they call a water cooler, talking about it show.
Right, what is it? Well, tell us about, what is it?
It's about a soccer team that crash lands, like on an island in there, and they have to fend for themselves. It's sort of like a psychological, as horror elements. I haven't seen it, but I know a lot of people have come to me and say, have you seen the show Yellow Jackets?
Yeah.
Which is the best type of, you know, word of mouth. The 5 million viewers, of course, Showtime, and Amazon Prime, making it the second biggest hit Showtime has behind Dexter, New Blood, which did like 9 million an episode. I vented on the last episode of Dexter, but I liked overall season very much. But the more I hear about people binging and watching all and discovering all these TV streaming programs, it does make, and I know you don't want to hear it, Doug, but it does make me realize that people have now become conditioned to seek out scripted television shows, and certain amount I still think will not go back to the movies for quite some time. I hate saying that, but...
Well, Duff just said yesterday, he made a good point. Yeah. Movie theater popcorn is terrible now. Yeah. So it's like you're not even getting... There's really no perk. You know, you can make your own popcorn at home and have your own wine and...
I'm happy to go to the movies because I like that.
But here's the perk. But let me explain. I was watching this YouTube video, right? Now, I know this is a spoiler, and most people have seen it, but there's three Spider-Mans in Spider-Man No Way Home, right? So I was watching a clip where they taped it live in front of, like, 200 people or 300 people in a movie theater watching. When Andrew Garfield takes off his Spider-Man mask and people see that, it's him, Andrew Garfield, as Peter Parker. Like, the audience erupts, and it's like a cathartic, energetic, crazy good feeling that people have going to movies, seeing stuff like that that emotionally moves them. You can't recapture that really sitting on your couch. I mean, you could eat some good potato chips and maybe some good popcorn, but you know, that electric feeling of an audience having fun and applauding. You know,
let's go back to Bryan Cranston for a minute. He took off. He hasn't done anything since 2020 because of COVID. He's now working on three different movies that are filming at this time. Something called
COVID Went Away. What happened?
Jerry and Marge Go Large, Asteroid City, and Argyle. I'm just glad to say what any of those are all about, but he's working on three things.
Good.
So that's the answer to the question. The song from the hit film Encanto has become the highest charting song from a Disney movie for a long time. Back to 1995. You got a cut of that film?
It beat Let It Go, which I didn't think anything would ever beat Let It Go. I know, right? From Frozen? Right.
Yeah.
And that went straight to Disney Plus. They bypassed movie theaters.
People love this movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's Encanto.
That was back in Aladdin. So anyway, the soundtrack is doing gangbusters, topped the Billboard 200 this month, becoming the sixth animated soundtrack to do so. So when is this movie, when is it coming out? Or is
it's already
it's
out.
It is out. It's on Disney Plus. My employees play it all the time on my TV. I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay a quick question. Why do you like, I'd rather watch real people in a,
I'm not that, I'm with you. I'm not,
Why do you think so many people love animation? They'll pick animation over real people on a screen. I don't get it.
I mean, my friends who have little kids, they
I'm not sure I'm buying that. That sounds like I'm a PR person working for Disney trying to save money and chisel people out of their salaries. That's how they'd say. All right, 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.